Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, October 12th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Majority of voters are concerned about President Biden's mental health. Vice President Harris blames the border crisis on Republicans. Tom Cruise films his next movie in space. A new survey finds family meals the key to a stress-free home. Also ahead, making money being mean. But first, nearly two-thirds of Americans, including a majority of Democrats, say they are worried about President Biden's mental health. The poll from Issues and Insights finds 64% of voters are either very concerned or somewhat concerned about Joe Biden's cognitive decline. That is up from 59% earlier this summer. The issue gained national attention when Mr. Biden repeatedly asked to speak with a dead woman at an event. Kamala Harris blaming the border crisis on Republicans and Donald Trump. The vice president was speaking with late-night host Seth Meyers. When she was asked to comment on illegal immigration, said Harris, quote, "These Republican governors, they're playing games with people's lives. We're trying to fix a broken immigration system that was broken by the previous administration," unquote. Now, that's just delusional. Top Gun star Tom Cruise will be the first actor to film a movie in outer space. The 60-year-old is scheduled to shoot aboard the International Space Station. The $200 million project will begin filming next summer. Cruise is working with both NASA and Elon Musk's SpaceX company. When recently asked why he chooses to still perform stunts, Tom replied, "Nobody asked Gene Kelly why he danced." Oh. Researchers say the key to a happy home is the family meal. A survey published by the American Heart Association finds 91% of households are less stressed if they eat dinner together. Doctors say sharing a meal reduces anxiety, boosts self-esteem, improves social connections between parents and kids. However, just 30% of American families eat dinner together more than once a week. Very sad. In a moment, being mean and nasty for profit. Right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. There is an industry where money is made by people being nasty, mean, cruel, heartless. All you got to do is go on social media and you can see all the vitriol, word of the day, that's on there. And now there is a best-selling book called I'm Glad My Mom Died. It is a memoir by American actress and singer Jeanette McCurdy. She discusses her early life as a successful child actress, her brief foray into country music, and the troubled relationship she had with her mother, Deborah, who died from cancer in 2013. The book's main theme is a mother abusing her child for fame and money. Happens. There are bad parents everywhere, unfortunately. But there is something about crushing your dead mother, who obviously cannot defend herself, that's disturbing. I have no idea what kind of an upbringing Jeanette McCurdy had, but this is a mean book. Perhaps justified, but mean. And American readers are buying it. It was number one recently on the best-selling list. So I can only ascertain that people buying this book, mostly women, are buying it because they had a mean mother as well. Why else would you buy this? Now, millions of Americans have or had harmful parents. There is no doubt about that. And it's been that way since the dawn of civilization. But forgiveness is soothing to the soul, while bitterness is not, no matter how much you are paid. When I first saw the title of this book, I'm Glad My Mom Died, I thought it was a satire. I thought it was some kind of takeout, making fun of parents across the board. But this is serious business. And to me, I'm not going to buy the book. I don't want to participate in this kind of an industry. Again, Ms. McCurdy might be justified. Abusive parents are the absolute worst. What is worse than siring a child and then screwing the child up with physical, emotional, mental abuse? There is nothing worse than that. You have a child. You are responsible for the happiness and welfare of that child, cradle to grave. But again, millions of parents are derelict, and there's no excuse for it, none. But wishing death on your mother or father, that puts you in abusive category as well, in my humble opinion. And finally, there's karma. You make money saying, I'm glad my mom's dead, it might come back at you. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can order my latest book, Killing the Legends. You'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts. For coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. A recent survey from YouGov finds 2/3 of adults have a bucket list, things they would like to do before the Reaper finds them. Here is my personal list of places I'd like to see before kicking the bucket. Tahiti's Outer Islands. The archipelago has the most comfortable climate on Earth. It's 80 degrees every year. It's also home to some very expensive resorts. Folks can stay at Marlon Brando's private island for $26,000 a night, and Marlon's dead, so he doesn't get any of that. Next, the country of Bhutan, the Buddhist kingdom in the Himalayas, contains the most wild and undeveloped land in Asia. After North Korea, Bhutan is the most isolated country on Earth. Residents there made contact with the outside world only in 1974. Television arrived in 1992. Botswana also on my list, the landlocked nation in South Africa, the least densely populated place on the planet. It is ranked as the best region to see animals in the wild, including rhinos, lions, elephants, the Maldives. The tropical republic, located in the Indian Ocean, contains 1,500 individual islands. The Maldives is also the world's flattest country. 90% of the territory is only 3 feet above sea level. Scientists believe half of the country will be completely underwater within the next 20 years, so I've got to get a move on it and bring a snorkel. Finally, Malta, the tiny nation located in the Mediterranean Sea, has one of the most unique histories on Earth. The island was controlled by the Romans, Arabs, Byzantines, Sicilians, Crusaders, Napoleon Bonaparte, and the British Empire. It became an independent country in 1964. And here's something else you might not know. Because of its multicultural history, Malta's cuisine is pretty unusual. The national meal, pan-fried rabbit, chicken liver cake, and a glass of orange soda. I'm bringing my own provisions. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.